All right, good morning, church. Last week, Tipton, when he did the communion, did a really great job of talking about how, communion is really a sharing experience. And in fact, the word communion is derived from the Latin word communio, which means sharing in common. And so the simple task of breaking and eating the bread and drinking the juice, we do this in common as a body of believers. But today I wanted to talk about a little bit of how individually we fit into that. And I know that how we take communion, how we're feeling during communion, varies from person to person and probably from week to week. I'm going to take it from the vantage point of most Sundays I serve communion. And I really get to see how people take communion. A lot of times, most people are, they very respectfully take the tray, take the bread, take the juice, and move on. But then there are other people that are so deep in prayer that I can hardly get their attention. And, I really don't like calling out people, live in church or anything, but I'm going to call out Mark Edwards, our drummer, because it always works out. I do the center aisle here, and Mark's always on the end, just like he is. And whenever I'm bringing serving the trays, it comes to me, and I'm going to pass it to Mark, and I tap him on the shoulder, nothing. Danielle, nothing. I practically have to give him a noogie, just to get his attention. But it's because he's so deep in prayer, and that's a wonderful thing. For those of us serving communion, at least for me, I don't take the time on Sundays when I'm doing that to really meditate on Jesus, to really get in touch. We're sort of in a hurry, moving from place to place and switching from communion to the collection and stuff like that. So it's like, and moving on. And it's good. It's like I took communion, but I'm really not spending the time in meditation like I should. And, last week I was late for church, and the positive side of that was that I wasn't able to serve communion. So instead, I took communion, and it was awesome because I was still. I wasn't thinking about anything else, and I actually did take the time to meditate on Jesus, and it was so refreshing and so convicting and, so humbling, really, to put my place at the table with Jesus, taking communion, knowing what he had endured for me and for all of us. And, it's interesting that taking communion doesn't buy us or doesn't really do anything to get us God's grace and love. It doesn't buy us any points of going to heaven or anything like that. But what it really does is it opens us up to be able to get in touch with God so that we can feel his love. And I'm telling you, this is kind of a confession, but also in the hope of making the point that when we take communion, we're putting ourselves at his table on that day with Jesus, and we can feel the emotion of what he went through. But that's, bless you. But that's not all. But, because of the resurrection, we get to experience his suffering, but also his triumph and his future glory. And we're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So today, let's all dig down deep. Put all the worries and cares of the world away. Close your eyes if you want to. Clear your mind. Be still. And put yourself in that room with Jesus on that day and feel what it must have been like to be there. Because today, in this church, individually and communally, we are in fact at his table. All right, let's pray. Father God, we are so grateful that we have an opportunity to worship you, that we have an opportunity to open ourselves up and so that we can feel, God, your love and your grace. God, I pray that, as we take communion today, that we are so in touch with you, God, that we feel your presence, that we're right there with you, God, and we know that you're right there with us. God, we love you, and it's in your son's name we pray. Amen.